Chapter 2. What ails from beauty spring? Samuel Johnson. Hamish was surprised to find the next day passed without his seeing Priscilla. The short absence rapidly made the heart grow fonder, and he forgot her cleaning and remembered her kisses. The cooker gleamed in the corner of his dark kitchen in all its pristine glory, and he felt he had been sparing in his thanks, to say the least. By late evening, he was just making up his mind to phone her when Priscilla herself arrived in a cloud of French perfume.
"My, you look grand," said Hamish,
standing back to admire a short black silk skirt, black stockings, and a glittering evening top.
"We had a reception for the guests, a computer company with money to burn. Nothing but the best. Gosh, I am tired."
He noticed for the first time how thin she had become and the shadows under her eyes.
"You'll need to learn to relax," he said.
Priscilla sighed.
"I don't think I know how to."
"I'll show you," he said huskily.
He wrapped his long arms about her and held her close, and then he kissed her with all his heart and soul. For one dizzying moment, she responded, and then he felt her go rigid in his arms. He drew back a little and looked down at her. She was staring over his shoulder at a corner of the kitchen ceiling.
"What's the matter?"
asked Hamish, twisting his head to follow her gaze.
"There's a great cobweb up there. How could I have missed it?
Priscilla, forget the bloody cobweb. Forget the cleaning. Come to bed."
His fingers began to unbutton the back of her top. She twisted away from